everyone. My name is Shadi Reyes. I'm an interventional cardiologist at Detroit Medical Center in Detroit, Michigan. And welcome to the readers, viewers, and listeners to Cardiology Update. I'm really privileged today to be with Dr. Mark Schuring, coming from Netherlands, to discuss a very important and really clinically related topic for management of heart failure patients, who is a very challenging population. As we know, heart failure have a big cost on healthcare. So Mark, you're gonna present to us some very creative ideas about how to use digitalized ways for compliance with medication with heart failure. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much. And thank you for the introduction and the kind words. And yeah, it is a challenge. We have this challenge in heart failure care to optimize medical therapy. And we have thought about innovative digital ways to do that. And let's talk a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So we know that compliance with the medication is an issue. Also, access to patient for this medication is an issue. So tell us a little bit about the concept of your idea.
Yeah, so we have the 2021 and 2023 European Society of Cardiology guidelines on heart failure, and they advise to prescribe the right medication, so the guideline-directed medical therapy, GDMT. But in clinical practice, it is a challenge to get all those patients at the right guideline-directed medical therapy. So we see inertia on prescribing those medications in the right dose, or even starting them, or up-titration or optimization to the targets, and do that for all four foundational medical therapy. So there's a gap in what we should do and what we do in clinical practice, and that's been, for instance, published by Savarese et al. The challenge is to do that. So yeah, adherence is a challenge, but also the prescription of the physician is a challenge.
Right. As we know, this is there's a lot of creative ideas coming. So why this idea is going to be different than what we already invented before, using electronic medical records and so forth?
Yeah. So the digital solutions, they give us the opportunity, and there are many different digital solutions, but what we do is remote monitoring. So have blood pressures at home, have your heart rate at home. So that will give extra information of the patient, and that will see what's the true measurement of the blood pressure, and what's the amount of optimization, what's the room we have to give the patient the right prescriptions. We'll be in close contact with those patients, and that's, for instance, in clinical care in some pathways, but we also do that in a randomized controlled trial. So that's randomized to usual care, standard care, to the intervention, whether you have this information, this extra information, and whether it's also helpful to nudge the physician to the gap between what's prescribed and what should be prescribed.
Right.
So what is recommended and what do we actually do? What can we do to improve that?
Very interesting. Again, more access to a patient for more vitals and more information, so the providers can kind of adjust his medication and communicate back with the patient. So this kind of presentation was done recently in a heart failure meeting, but my understanding that you have a trial going now as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Maybe one step back to the Heart Failure Association conference. So that was in May. It was in Lisbon, and then there we presented a review. So the findings from a review that's all published, and the trial design. So the trial design, it's in the presentation there, and that's also published. You see Heart Failure Journal, and that's where it's all been announced. And we have this randomized controlled trial. We performed that last 2 years. And so the last patient was excluded in June. So this is accepted as a late-breaking clinical trial at the upcoming European Society of Cardiology conference in London. So I can't tell you anything about results yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's under embargo, but yeah, it's very interesting to see what's going on there, and
we'll see
what the results will be.
And again, this is going to be presented in London. Which month?
So this is the 31st of August. That's the European Society of Cardiology Conference, and that's the second day. And then we'll tell you more.
That's a big day, yeah.
Yeah. So but the design and the review of the literature, that's all published already.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations for that. And definitely it's a very important topic that fills a gap for a very important heart disease or condition that have a big financial burden on not just in the US and Europe, but I mean worldwide. Mark, any so again, for everybody, mark your calendar. It's going to be in London and ESC August 2024 for the final result presented and the trial called Administer, correct?
That's right. That's correct. Okay.
So just watch out for everybody for that. And then I'll go with, most likely we're going to have an interview with Mark again once this result comes back from ESC. So to kind of to wrap it up to see if the intervention he just discussed with us is going to be helpful compared to standard of care. Mark, yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate your input and congratulations for the review, for the presentation in Lisbon, and also for being selected for Late Breaker at ESC.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah. And for everybody, thanks for watching Cardiology Update. This is Shadi Reyes. You can watch us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, as well as Twitter and Instagram for any updates related to cardiology. I am Shadi Reyes from Cardiology Update.